our father never talked about it. It was something that was completely not spoken about. He was adamant not to know anything of what happened to his father and his sister.
He didn't want to talk about the war.
Why?
Too many losses.
Imagine a boy, 18 years old, on his way to Great Britain to finish his training as a midshipman, hearing that he's lost his family, all his loved ones. They were very close, we were told. So he was confronted with the fact that he lost everything. And he had to accept it, because they were gone. But he never could give it a proper place. There was no one who could enlighten his burden.
One of the things that must have troubled him the most was the integrity of his father. Being a naval officer, being the Squadron Marine Engineering Officer of the Royal Naval Air Arm in Indonesia, he was in a plane, in a military evacuation, with his wife and his daughter. That must have kept him busy, because it wasn't supposed to be that way.
My father was the sole survivor, if you could put it like that, but he wasn't part of the evacuation flight from here in Broome.
The midshipmen's the training was evacuated on the 1st of March, and they went by ship to England, where he finished his training in Ennishouse.
What has it been like for you personally to discover this family history at a greater level than your father would ever reveal?
Yeah, it's bringing
an insight really into his behavior towards us. He kept a distance from us because he lost everything. He didn't want our lives to attach to, I don't know, it's difficult to describe.
But we all felt, there's a fourth brother who's still in Holland, we all felt that we weren't complete. And when we came over here 4 years ago, we found closure. We felt whole again.
It's a very powerful emotion to discover, particularly given that you are not survivors, but in many ways you are, because it's you as sons.
We are second generation war victims.
You are. That's
yeah, in a way.
I actually brought my father home. I took his war parents, because he he was a frigate captain once, and after his command, he was presented with a war pennant. After he died, I got the small box with his war pennant in it, and I took it with me to Australia and had it interred with his sister, bringing the family together.
It is clearly an emotional time for you three to be here, to be back in Broome for the 70th anniversary of a day that took so much of your family. You've travelled a long way. What do you feel when you look across the beautiful waters, the blue waters of Roebuck Bay on a day like this?
We can't imagine the hell it must have been 70 years ago. Such a peaceful, beautiful bay. The sight must have been horrific. Never having been in any military action, because I've always been a civilian, I can't form any picture of what it must have looked like, other than by the photographs that have been taken. I can't imagine what these people have gone through. The survivors that did get out must have gone through hell.
Because, of course, there's no counselling back in those days, no psychological service to support as if you would get today. So I can well imagine that survivors of that time just had to pull up their socks and keep going for the good of their families.
Yeah. That doesn't only apply to the people who survived this hellhole. We know it also from family who were interned in the Japanese camps in the Dutch East Indies. They don't talk about that period. It was something you went through, something you survived. The war is over, put your shoulders under it and build up a new world. That's how they looked at it, that was their attitude, and even today they still won't talk about it. Yeah, it's been a difficult period for them.
And clearly for you three too. What does it finally mean to be back here again, together?
Well, for me it's the first time here. But because of it being the 70th anniversary, I wanted to see here personally. I wanted to see it for myself and experience it before it's really too late for me to do any traveling anymore.
It's something we both felt after our first visit, that we had to be here as a matter of course.
Yeah, absolutely. There was no question about it. It's as long as we're fit to travel, this is a commemoration we wanted to attend.
What's it like hearing from other survivors, people who were amongst the carnage on that day, who are here today, much aged?
Yeah, it's conflicting emotions, because sometimes you wonder, why did they survive and why did my family not? And I can imagine that this is a very traumatic experience, and being here is good because it helps them to see how they survived and stood up to the rest of the world.